You built the thing. You scaled, you hired, you launched, you hit numbers that other people only dream about. And now you're wondering, quietly, maybe even guiltily, why the hell am I still so tired? Welcome back to the Expansion Edit. I'm Jennifer Flynn, the Balance Maven, strategic advisor, capacity recalibrator, still speaking to the founders who've technically made it, but feel like they're still carrying it all. Welcome to episode three, Capacity Recalibration, Building a Business That Gives More Than It Takes. We're going to unpack a concept I come back to with almost every one of my clients, capacity recalibration. This is the quiet power move most founders skip. And it's why even when your business grows, your bandwidth still shrinks. So let's talk about what it really means to build a business that gives more than it takes. We've all heard the phrase, you need to work on your business, not in it. We've even gone so far as to say, protect your energy, delegate and scale. But no one talks about the part in between, when your business has grown just enough to feel heavy, but not yet clean enough to feel sustainable. You've got help, you've got revenue, you've got traction, but you're still the one plugging the holes in the boat at 10 p.m. You're still the one up thinking about work when you're at dinner. You're still filtering decisions, communication, visibility, and operations through yourself. That's not leadership. That's a nervous system tax disguised as control. So let's talk about what is the definition of capacity and why does it matter? Capacity is not about how much you can hold. It's about how much you can hold sustainably without compromising your clarity, your creativity, or your health, or your relationships. And for founders, there are three key layers to this. So let's break them down. Number one, energetic capacity. This is something that you'll also hear me talk about in other areas of my work called life math. It's about how you feel, how you process, how you bounce back. Then the second one we have is operational capacity. This is your systems, your workflows, your processes, your formulas. It's what you've actually built to hold the growth. It's more part of your container. And then we have leadership capacity. Who are you being in the business? Are you operating from burnout or from vision? When one of these three gets maxed out, everything gets harder. When they're all three maxed out, that effect is compounded. So let me paint the picture. You've got a full roster of people that you serve. What you do for in your business, what you offer is converting. You're making sales. Whatever you're putting out there to get people to you that describes who you are, your reputation, your brand vision, if you're a creator of content or messaging, all of that is working, kind of. But it all feels dense, and you can feel like you're stuck in the weeds. Team members are looking to you for answers that you thought you'd already delegated. And you wake up tired. You hit the scroll before coffee, and you sigh when the Slack or Teams light up. And when someone says, "You're doing amazing," you want to scream. This is where most founders silently hit the wall, but just keep going anyway. They assume that they just need a better system, more people, or a day off. But what you actually need is a recalibration of what you're holding and how you're holding it. So, what is a capacity recalibration? Capacity recalibration is the process of adjusting your business, your team, your message, and your role so that you no longer hold more than you're designed for. It's not about doing less for the sake of it, it's about doing less of what depletes you. And more of what moves you and the business forward. It's asking questions like this: what are the things only I can do? For reals, only you can do, not just what you think you're the only one who can do. What are the things only I can do? What have I been carrying that should be automated, delegated, or deleted? Where is my clarity getting diluted by obligation? So, here's a question worth journaling on later. Where in my business am I currently the bottleneck? Where am I overfunctioning out of habit, not necessity? Let that one sit. I'm going to say it again. Where am I overfunctioning out of habit, not necessity? What do I mean by that? What are the things that you just do because it's second nature to you, because you just think it's easier, not because you actually are the only one who can do it? Here's where most people get it wrong. They try to solve a capacity problem with a time solution. They block more time on the calendar. They take a Friday off. Or they hire someone but don't hand off real ownership. Time looks like a solution, but it doesn't fix the internal pressure. You might be out of the office, but your brain is still logged in. Because until you change what you're responsible for, what the business depends on you to do, you're still maxed out no matter how many Fridays you take off. One of my private clients, let's call him Jeff, ran a wildly successful consulting firm. His revenue was growing every quarter, his team was loyal, clients loved him. But he was exhausted, and he would wake up at 3 in the morning thinking about all the things that he needed to still deliver. He had people on payroll, and he was still reviewing every single thing before it went out. When we did a capacity audit, we realized that he hadn't let go of anything strategic in years. His calendar had space, but his mind had no margin. So we restructured the team, elevated one role, killed a low return on investment service line, and rebuilt his weekly workflow. Months later, he said to me, "I can finally think again, and I'm actually excited about where this is going," because he could see that he was doing work that he enjoyed, and there was work that he'd been doing that he didn't enjoy that wasn't really even making money anyway. That is a recalibration. Capacity recalibration doesn't happen in a weekend, but it does start with just one decision. You're no longer available to carry the whole damn thing. That's where you start, making one decision to no longer carry the whole damn thing. From there, we start shifting. First, we shift your role. We step into a CEO mindset. And I don't mean chief everything officer. You align your boundaries with your team, with your clients, and most importantly, with yourself. We look at your business model. Are you selling in a way that honors your energy? Are you selling the things that align with your zone of genius? Then we look at your visibility. Are you showing up in ways that build you, not drain you? That part's big. Your internal rules have to evolve. You cannot build an expanded business with the same beliefs that built the exhausted version. So I want you to write this down for later. If my capacity is my currency, what am I currently spending it on? Is the return worth the cost? Or as one of my friends would say, is the juice worth the squeeze? So let's look at a reframe, because scaling isn't just growth. Real expansion, it's not just about the scale. It's about sustainability. It doesn't always just equate to more clients, more visibility, more things you can offer or create, more programs, more products, more services. It's more clarity. It's more space. It's more alignment. Expansion is not just about what you add. It's about what you're finally willing to let go of. So what's next? Well, in the next episode, we're going to talk about one of the biggest capacity leaks that most founders never see coming, misaligned messaging. We'll dig into what happens when your brand voice does not reflect your current identity and how that silently attracts clients that you've already outgrown. But for now, here's what I want you to ask yourself. If my business was built to support my actual life, what would need to change first? Start there and let the edits begin. I'll see you next time.